Good morning, I'm Steve Boger with PI Financial, and you're listening to Boca in the Morning. Today is Friday, March the 15th, a.k.a. the Ides of March, and markets are pulling back as hopes for rate cuts diminish. We note today's U.S. import prices up 0.3, export prices up 0.8, so clearly the inflation bump is not yet out of the picture. Industrial production, though, was up 0.1 versus a negative 0.5. 10-year U.S. bonds are down a couple of pennies to yield 4.29. We're down 20 cents to yield 3.55%, and it's again due to better-than-expected housing data coming out of Canada, which will also diminish the idea of a rate cut anytime soon. As for stocks, there's definitely profit-taking ahead of next week's rate announcement. For the most part, losses are light, but we do have three-quarters of the Dow stocks lower, led by Microsoft, Amazon, and Salesforce.com. The Dow Jones off 271 points at 38,637. As for the tech-heavy NASDAQ, most of the mega caps are down, and it's due in part to a bit of a guidance miss by Adobe yesterday after the close, that stock getting clipped and taking down most of the Mag 7 down with it, and anything else to do with AI for that matter. NASDAQ off 188 points at 15,940, the S&P down 42 at 5,108. Turning to Canada, not a bad picture. We are joining our U.S. brethren in the doghouse here. The TSX is off 26 points. At 21,806, but again, losses are light. We have a pullback in tech, consumer discretionary, golds, and financials. Energy, materials, and healthcare are on the rise, led by material stocks, aka copper stocks, due to the price of copper breaking out to a 52-week high. Plus, February housing starts got a surprise bump, jumping 14%. That should have been good news for the loonie, but with rate cuts diminishing south of the border, the Dixie is holding strong and the Canadian dollar is a little bit weaker. And as I say, the TSX off, well, it's now 19 points at 27,810. Overseas, France continues to hit record highs. That market up 3 points, but at least it's on the right side of the ledger compared to Germany down 5 and London down 15. In Asia, Tokyo fell 99 points, Hong Kong down 240. That's a 1.4% drop there. On the commodities, gold down $4, $21.63 an ounce, copper gaining 7 cents, $4.12 a pound, crude oil off 2 cents, we call that even at $80.72, natural gas slipping 4 pennies at $1.81. Last but not least, the loonie here this morning off just under a tenth of a penny at 73.83 cents, which means it's going to cost you $1.35 for a US dollar, $1.47 for the euro, and $1.72 for the British pound. You've been listening to Boca in the Morning. I'm Steve Boca with PI Financial, wishing you a happy and safe trading day.